Crow and Wolf Studios presents Rook and Crow. Episode 1, The Faceless Siren.
Let's see here. Ah, there you are. All right, which building? Okay. Edmund Groves, apartment 22. Is that a 4 or 9? That's a 4. I think. And no return address. Well, it's probably cursed, but that's none of my business. Here we are. Should get glasses.
Can I help you? A package. Is it for me this time? Of course not. It never is. Yeah, I'm going to be late again.
Lester, get the door.
Yeah, I'm already on it.
Lester!
I know. Could you just be patient for one... Oh, Quinn!
Give this to your boyfriend.
He's not my... boyfriend.
Was that who I think it was?
Yeah. She brought you this. Looks like the postal service got it wrong again.
I swear, that mail carrier needs glasses.
Well, who's it from?
No clue.
And you're just going to open it?
Well, it's got my name on it.
But what if it's cursed or something?
Then it's my lucky day. Now, what do we have here?
Is that a rock?
It's a necklace.
I suppose a rock and a string does technically constitute
it. You shut up. Hold on, it came with a note.
What's it say?
It says...
Oh, hold on. Is that the time? Oh, damn it, we have to leave now, we're going to be late.
No, we won't. We're taking the tunnel.
But, Edmund, people have gone missing.
Don't be silly, Lester. They were found dead on the side of the river. The tunnel has nothing to do with it.
That doesn't make it any better.
I haven't completely lost my mind. This tunnel is completely safe. I use it all the time.
You could have fooled me. You've been carrying that rock without realizing it since we left the flat.
Have I? Oh, I obviously meant to bring it with me. Just thought I'd study it on the way. You know how I am. I just love weird rocks.
Ah, very convincing, mate. Just put the cursed necklace on and keep moving. Unless you want to be doubly cursed.
That's not that cruel.
Why do we have to take this creepy old tunnel anyway? It's old, falling apart, and honestly doesn't even save that much time.
It's not like it's going to collapse anytime soon. Even if it does, it'll just make things more compelling, don't you think?
Compelling? You really have lost your mind, haven't you? Do you actually intend on getting to class on time?
Wait, shut up for a second. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Shh. Just listen for a moment.
Sounds like
a music box.
Are you sure?
I know a music box when I hear one.
Wait a moment. Who's playing it?
My question exactly.
Oh, don't tell me you actually know what this is.
Come now, Lester. Aren't you the least bit curious?
You're a real bastard, did you know that?
Oh, do try to keep quiet. Something tells me that our mystery musician isn't overly fond of loud noises.
Right.
Yes, your box is quite lovely, but you're blocking my way to... If I could just... Oh, hello there. That song, is it coming from your music box? Yes, your box is quite lovely, but you're blocking my way. The song is very pretty, though. Maybe I could sit and listen just for a moment.
Is that Quinn? Who's that person in the robe, though? Wait, did she just repeat herself?
That's no person. Damn it! Why did she choose today, of all days, to take the bloody tunnel?
Wait, Edmund!
Quinn, get away from that thing!
Edmund? What the bloody hell are you doing down there?
Damn it! It locked itself in.
Edmund, what are you...
I knew something wasn't right about this place. Lester, do you have a lockpick on hand?
A lockpick? What are you... Oh, don't tell me you actually plan on chasing that thing.
Of course I do. Now lockpick.
Edmund, we can't just...
Pardon the intrusion, but what's going on?
Quiet. The adults are talking.
Excuse me?
Hold on, Edmund. Did you plan for this? Is this why you suggested the tunnels?
Oh, yes, Lester. I've had a feeling cryptids were involved in the disappearances somehow. This only confirmed my suspicions.
And I'm sure Detective Lucero has suspected the same thing and has probably been working
Where's
with...
Where's your sense of adventure, mate?
My sense of... Oh, I don't know, Edmund. Probably off with your sense of self-preservation.
Oh, quit your whining.
Will both of you shut up? Thank you. Now, will one of you idiots explain what's going on?
Well, we could, but...
But then you'd have to kill me. Ha ha, very funny. Now, will you please just...
No, you wouldn't believe us.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to take this lockpick somewhere else then.
That's a hairpin.
It'll do. All right, Quinn, I'll humour you. Do you really want to know what's going on?
Yes.
Then tell me. Have you ever seen a cryptid?
A what?
A cryptid.
You mean those invisible monsters you two pretend...
That's right, Quinn. And I'll answer my question for you. You have seen a cryptid. Just now, as a matter of fact.
You're actually serious. Do you think I'm that stupid?
I mean...
Edmund.
Fine. You know what? How about we prove it to you?
And just how exactly do you plan on doing that?
Edmund, we can't just...
Oh, yes we can. Quinn, the monster is somewhere on the other side of that door. If you give me that hairpin, I can pick the lock and prove to you once and for all that cryptids are real. Besides... You already wanted to go through this door anyway, am I right?
How did you...
Do you want to get through the door or not?
Fine. But try not to break my hairpin.
No promises.
You'll be careful with it, or you're buying me a new one.
Edmund, just curious. But, why don't we just cast a spell to break down the door?
Top right corner. There's a rune welded into the metal. It's an anti-magic ward. Trying to cast a spell powerful enough to get through it would cause a cave-in. Keep up, will you?
Why would a maintenance door need such extreme security measures?
Good question. Now, let's get this door open.
That tune. Why does that sound so familiar?
Because you've heard it before?
Thanks, Captain Obvious. But where? When?
From the music box that was right in front of your face no more than 5 minutes ago.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
And what makes you think that, Quinn?
Don't be stupid. I would remember something like that.
No, you wouldn't. Quinn, do you know what a cranker is?
Is that some kind of weird slur?
No, he's talking about a cryptid. One of the faceless, to be precise. Though, to be fair, there's a few cryptid names that sound like slurs. Well, at least the ones that happen to irritate Harper J. Rook the most.
Who?
He's... they... are the founder of cryptozoology. You know, just wrote every official cryptozoology textbook in the Five Realms and led the first expeditions into the Darklands. No big deal or anything.
Edmund's a bit of a fanboy, if that wasn't obvious.
I'm not a fanboy. I just appreciate the craft. Now, back to the faceless. They're a category of cryptid that literally have no face. No face means no mouths, so they prefer to feed on manna. They think it's more sustainable or something.
Oh, really? Did they tell you that themselves?
Oh, yeah. Cryptids are quite intelligent. Some might even have a wider vocabulary than Edmund.
Ha ha, yes. Very clever, Lester. Rumour has it that they found a dictionary somewhere in the Darkland ruins. Jokes aside, many cryptids are indeed capable of coherent speech. Not the faceless, of course. No mouths and all that. Harper J usually found them near manor wells. It's speculated that it's because they're the largest or closest supply of mana. In his recorded journals, Harper was able to document... Bloody hell, this lock is damn near impossible.
Oh, for Mordred's sake! Let me do it.
By all means, knock yourself out. Literally, do everyone a favour.
Wouldn't that just be lovely?
Well, you should be grateful we got here when we did. If we hadn't, you might have been another lifeless husk found in the river off camp.
Despite Edmund's arrogant attitude, I'm inclined to agree. The faceless aren't known for their friendly disposition.
I've got a question for you. Why can't I remember this faceless?
Don't be daft, Quinn. You broke the most infamous rule of cryptids. Don't look away, or you'll forget everything.
Oh, now isn't that just convenient? Got it! Told you it wasn't that hard.
What in Merlin's name?
After you.
How?
Best not to ask questions, mate.
If I miss Lucero's lecture because of you two, I'm telling him that you kidnapped me.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Do I even want to know what that means?
Best not to ask questions.
Right. It suddenly got quite dark in here, didn't it?
Great observation, Detective. If it's all the same to you, I can see just fine.
Oh, you've got glasses, but can see in the dark just fine.
Myriad mystical mysteries abound within me.
For Merlin's sake, I quit being such an arse. Orb of light.
That's, well, it's better, I guess.
Are we sure that this room is for tunnel maintenance?
Looks like a warehouse. In remarkably good condition, I might add.
Makes you wonder why they use such a powerful rune to keep people out.
It does, doesn't it?
Wait. Did you know this was here the whole time?
Not exactly, but I had my suspicions. I've been trying to find this place for a while.
You've been looking for an abandoned warehouse?
It's not a warehouse. It's an underground canal dock.
What makes you say that?
Oh, I don't know, Lester. Maybe the shipping crates and the sound of running water.
Touché. Wait, are you saying that there's an underground river running right beneath the forest?
It's a canal, Lester. Runs underneath the whole town. If I had to guess, this is a remnant of the alchemical trade scandal of 1142.
The... what?
10 years ago, there was a surplus of illegal alchemy products making circulation in major cities around the Archdom. Civil authorities discovered these underground dockyards mostly by accident, where smugglers were transporting illegal alchemy products all the way from the Darkwood Mountains to Kalispell.
I remember hearing about that. Lucera mentioned that he organised several raids in suspicious locations near the campus, including this tunnel. But Lucero showed me the case file, and this tunnel was reportedly empty.
Oh, yeah! Kind of a big thing to forget, if I'm honest. But couldn't they just follow the river with a boat or something to find this place?
Of course, but the smugglers set up a cheeky magic barrier to prevent that exact scenario. Only certain people or objects are allowed to pass through it. It also cancels out most tracking runes that manage to get through.
How do you know all this? I never read that in any history textbooks.
Myriad mystical mysteries abound within me. I have connections, all right?
Oh, that's not suspicious at all.
How do you know about this, then?
You might say that I have connections.
You're right to that one, mate.
Oh, shut up. Wait, why the hell did Lucero show you confidential police records?
What was that?
Ah, I believe that would be the reason why this particular doc was never found.
Care to elaborate?
Better to show you. Lester, open that crate for me, will you?
Why do I have to do it?
Because you've got a pry bar next to you, and you're the closest.
Fine. Whatever.
As I told you before, the faceless are drawn to manner like moths to a flame.
Wait. Edmund, you're brilliant.
Why is he brilliant?
Most illicit alchemy supplies have an overabundance of mana. Makes them incredibly volatile. An underground dockyard stocked to the brim with such an abundant supply of mana would be the perfect place for one of the faceless to hide.
Oh, now that alchemy is involved, you're suddenly an expert. You didn't even know what this place was, not 10 minutes ago.
I just gave you a compliment, and that's the thanks I get.
What the hell? Why isn't it empty? The crates that were left behind at other canal stops were cleaned out before the police arrived. So why is that one still full?
When... Are you familiar with Detective Lucero's most recent investigation?
Of course I am. I read the file, newspapers, that is.
Bodies of dock workers show up on the side of a river. People have been missing for a decade and dead just as long. We live nowhere near any major lakes or oceans. So where do you suppose they came from?
From the canal docks. They must have died before they could clear out. But... why do you two look so pale all of a sudden?
Quinn, don't turn around.
But...
shh!
If you talk too loud, it'll only piss it off and it'll start to play faster.
Is that... bad?
It's very bad, Quinn. The faster it plays the song, the sooner it'll end. And when that happens, we'll end up just like the canal workers. And if you turn around, you'll forget everything that happened within the last 5 minutes or more.
You mean that Cranker, or whatever you called it, is going to drain our mana, too?
The song, Edmund.
I know, Lester, keep your voice down. But no, it won't, Quinn. Not if I have something to say about this. So, just walk towards us, very slowly.
Okay. I'm trusting you on this, Edmund.
Listen, Quinn. Cryptids are a special kind of monster. They can't harm you without meeting certain conditions. As long as you do what we say, you'll be just fine.
So, they've got rules, and we're fine if we follow them.
Hey, eyes over here and keep walking this way. Yes, they have rules, but it's a two-way street. We can't harm it without meeting certain conditions of our own. We attack it head-on, all bets are off. We can do anything it wants at that point. That rule applies to all cryptids. Well, most of them. But if you let a cryptid achieve its conditions, in the Cranker's case, its song, then things become much more dangerous.
That's all thanks to that music box. Mana is, at its core, the essence of magic. Thus, the essence of life. If we stop producing and using mana, all living, magical beings would die. Most of the ingredients we use in potions these days have stagnant mana. That's why the stuff in these crates are illegal. still produce mana, which means they're still alive.
But they're just plants, right?
Yeah, mostly. But you aren't. With every crank of that music box, it slowly sucks the mana out of whatever it targets, which is probably all of us, but mostly you. So we need to stop this thing from finishing its song, or we're all dead. Again, mostly you.
I really don't think that's helping.
I'm just making sure she's aware of what's at stake. Now keep in mind, Quinn, that it's immune to all malicious forms of magic and, for all intents and purposes, physically invulnerable. Is it starting to feel real yet?
I think I'm with Lester on this one. Besides, it's hard to believe it's real when I can't even look at it. Just one peek wouldn't hurt, would it?
Yes, it would, for several reasons. For starters, it consumes your mana even faster if you're looking at it, especially if you're its target. This rule doesn't apply to the alchemy supplies because they don't have eyes, which makes them an easy meal, in a manner of speaking.
So, in theory, if I poked out Edmund's eyes, the cranker would suck the mana right out of him.
I could always test that theory out on you if you'd like.
No, I'm good.
So, we just need it to stop playing music, right?
Right. Edmund startled it by shouting at you earlier. We could always try shouting at you again. Ow! What did you slap me for?
To prove a point. I'm going to do it again. Right now, actually.
What? Keep your hands to yourself, you brute!
Why'd you stop me?
Was I supposed to just let you slap me again?
Do you understand why I did it?
No!
My first slap. Why'd it land?
Because you caught me by surprise.
Good. Consider it an object lesson.
Slapping me was an object lesson.
I don't know about you, but I feel quite educated.
Do you understand this, maniac?
Well, not entirely. But I don't want him to slap me, too.
That's not the... Look, the reason the cranker ran off the first time was because I caught it off guard. Screaming now will only piss it off. Add to the fact that discussing our plans to stop its music, when it's right bloody there, kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
But why should we stop it? Isn't the song just so beautiful?
Pardon?
It doesn't sound that dangerous. And it's playing such pretty music. If I could just take a quick look at it.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
But why not?
It seems the siren's finally getting to her.
I tried to warn you.
You did. But we're going to use it to our advantage. Quinn, do you want me to describe it? I can tell you what it looks like.
Yes. Describe it for me.
All right, then. Now, where to begin?
It's short. Like Edmund.
Lester?
Yes, Edmund.
Shut up.
Yes, Edmund.
Good. Now, it's about as tall as me. Very average height, mind you. It's wearing a tattered cloak that covers its entire body, with a hood that covers its face. Its hands are poking out of the front. The left hand is the music box, while the right hand turns the crank.
You mean that it's holding the music box in its left hand, right?
I know what I said.
But does it look pretty?
The music box?
Yes.
Lester, any opinions?
Yeah. No, I don't think I have quite the vocabulary to adequately describe it, actually.
Yeah, it's quite subjective, really. But, Quinn, do you want to turn around?
Yes.
Even after everything we've told you?
Yes.
All right, then. Do you want to know what it really looks like?
What do you... mean?
Beneath its mud-stained hood is a shriveled head, covered in thin wisps of grey hair. its big ugly ears hang low where it's forced to indulge in its terrible siren song.
Edmund.
Where the face should be is a wrinkled lump of boneless flesh.
That's disgusting.
Well, that didn't take long.
Snapped out of it already. That's all right, because I'm just getting started.
Edmund.
The torso, arms, legs, nothing but ashen, emaciated skin and rotting marrow. Mana can only do so much to preserve life without proper nourishment, after all.
Edmund, I really think you're starting to make it angry.
Oh no, Lester, this is perfect. Besides, that's not even the best part. We can't forget the hideous music box.
Why are you antagonizing it?
The wood? Rotted. The crank? Nothing but a rusty metal wire that sticks from the right side of the stale gray cube, crudely bent at several angles like a broken accordion. And the cherry on top? Its left hand is fused to the bottom like vines creeping up a garden wall, filling the moldy cracks like mildew. It cleverly hides this ugliness behind a magic haze of beautiful music, like a siren without a face for its no doubt uglier mother to love.
Have you lost your bloody mind?
Not at all. I'm as sane as ever. Everything's gone according to plan.
I don't know, Edmund. I think it looks pretty pissed off.
I thought I told you not to look.
Look at what?
You were so close to the finish line. Incinerate!
That was a bit anticlimactic, wasn't it?
What the hell did you just burn? It smells awful.
That would be the cryptid I specifically told you not to look at.
I thought you said that you were going to prove to me that cryptids are real. Then you just conveniently burn it up before I can see it, and I'm just supposed to believe.
Well, in Edmund's defense, the timing was a bit unfortunate, but he did antagonize the thing, so I
one life at a time, please.
This feels almost scripted.
Right?
Okay, look. There's not really a whole lot of time to explain, so we'll have to do that later. For now, we need you to run to campus and tell Detective Lucero that we found one of the underground canal docks. Bring him right back here. Drag Professor Magpie along with you if you can. We'll wait right here until you get back. Can you do that, Quinn?
Sure. There's no need to explain a thing. I'll get right to it. After all, why not? You're just making me your little errand girl. Don't mind it at all. Bastard. Don't touch anything while I'm gone.
We won't.
I'm looking at you, Lester.
Why me? I'm an alchemist, not a criminal.
Could have fooled me.
Well, that was rude.
Is she gone?
I assume so. But,
Good. Touch everything. But don't take anything. I'm looking for something specific.
And that would be...
A cult symbol. Among the names of the dockwalkers who went missing 10 years ago were the names of people who were affiliated with the Iron Serpent.
And that means what exactly?
Do I have to explain the reason behind everything I do?
It would be kind of nice, actually, yeah.
Just do it. I'll explain later. I just want to get the jump on it before Lucero gets involved.
I'll never understand you. But may I ask another question first?
If it's quick.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Then let's split up. Cover more ground.
Right. I'll head that way and yell if I find anything.
I'll stay here for now, then move the opposite direction. Sound good?
Yep.
Best get moving then, before the detective shows up.
Right.
All right, let's see here. Wait, is that? What in the arches? You aren't supposed to be here. How interesting.
Find anything yet?
No, nothing yet.
That concludes today's episode of Rook and Crow, a podcast created and produced by Ashton Vickers and Crow But a Wolf. Writing and editing for this episode was done by Ashton Vickers and Sam Halleck. Voice talents were provided by Sarah Smith, Juniper Lee Thalia Watkins, and Charlie Griffin, with original music made by James Donovan, and audio editing done by Quinn Polly, Charlie Griffin, Ray McGraw, and Moss Galen. Additional voice talents were provided by Ray McGraw and Tristan Fain. If you would like to support our studio, follow us at Crow and Wolf on YouTube, Spotify, and anywhere where podcasts are found. If you want to help us make future episodes, consider donating to our Patreon. Follow Crow and Wolf Studios on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you would like to stay up to date with our progress of future episodes and get access to exclusive bonus content. Thanks for listening.